Every day we recite Guanxuyin Bodhisattva's name. But what does Guanxuyin Bodhisattva mean? Guan means to contemplate. To contemplate all of the sounds in the world. To contemplate also means to look. It doesn't mean looking at things outside. It means looking into the minds of living beings. It's looking to see which living being is free of random thoughts. Once those thoughts are gone and the mind is empty, one can become enlightened. Therefore, a line of verse states, "People have gathered from the 10 directions to study the unconditioned." All of the good men and good women who've come together in this assembly from the 10 directions are cultivating unconditioned dharmas. Reciting the name of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva is also an unconditioned dharma. Being unconditioned means there is nothing done and yet there is nothing left undone. This unconditioned dharma is a method for helping us get rid of random thoughts. When you recite Namo Guanxuyin Bodhisattva, Guanxuyin Bodhisattva is also mindful of you. There is a mutual mindfulness. It is like when you are thinking about your family members and they are also thinking about you. From limitless eons in the past, we and Guanxuyin Bodhisattva have been relatives in Dharma. When did this time begin? What time am I talking about? I'm talking about a time that began with Amitabha Buddha. Amitabha Buddha is the teaching host in the western land of ultimate bliss. He is Guanxuyin Bodhisattva's teacher, and Guanxuyin Bodhisattva helps Amitabha Buddha to propagate the Pure Land Dharma door. We are the Dharma brothers of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva. Guanyin Bodhisattva is the elder brother of all living beings who have not yet been born in the land of ultimate bliss. We living beings are his younger siblings. If I explain it this way, we become very close relatives. We are mindful of our brother, and our brother also keeps us in mind. We are Guanyin Bodhisattva's younger brothers, and Guanyin Bodhisattva is our elder brother. Someone says, "How can Guanxuyin Bodhisattva be my elder brother? Doesn't that make me too exalted?" Not only does Guanyin Bodhisattva regard us as his younger brothers, he treats all living beings as his younger brothers. Otherwise, why would he listen to our sounds and come to rescue us from our sufferings? When we living beings get ourselves into trouble, why would Guanxuyin Bodhisattva want to help us out? It's because he sees that all living beings are just the same as his own hands and feet, and his own flesh and bones. For this reason, Guanyin Bodhisattva fears neither trouble nor difficulty, and comes to rescue all living beings who are suffering here in this Saha world. Therefore, none of us should forget our Dharma brother. When we mindfully recite Namo Guanxuyin Bodhisattva one time, Guanyin Bodhisattva is also mindful of us. When we call out to Guanxuyin Bodhisattva, we're calling our elder brother. Guanxuyin Bodhisattva then calls out to his younger brothers who are future Bodhisattvas and future Buddhas. If we can regard Guanxuyin Bodhisattva in this way, we'll be even more sincere. We should recite the name of our Dharma brother as sincerely as we can. Don't miss this chance. As we recite the name of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva, we shouldn't let our heads droop down. We should lift our heads up and recite with courageous, heroic vigor. Don't appear listless or apathetic. When Guanxuyin Bodhisattva sees our spirits, he'll say to us, "Quickly take my hand." Then he'll take us towards the western land of ultimate bliss. Someone else may be idly thinking, "Why is Guanxuyin Bodhisattva looking looking, looking all day long, and why am I not allowed to look at anything at all? You should know that your looking and Guanxuyin Bodhisattva's looking aren't the same. Guanxuyin Bodhisattva looks inside, but you look outside. Guanxuyin Bodhisattva looks at his own nature. He has every living being on his radar screen. Guanxuyin Bodhisattva knows all of the idle thoughts that living beings are indulging in. Guanxuyin Bodhisattva is always looking at his inner radar. Therefore, the things he looks at and the things you look at are not the same. Some living beings are far away from him, and even 1,000 hands and 1,000 eyes are not enough. He wants to look at limitless numbers of living beings, but he cannot see them all. For this reason, he reverses the light to reflect within. He turns his hearing back and listens to his own nature. He looks at the living beings of his self nature. He wants to know the pain and suffering they are experiencing, and he goes to save those living beings. On the other hand, you are looking outside, forgetting all about your inherent wisdom. That's why I said your looking and his looking are different. Someone else is having another random thought. Dharma Master, I don't believe what you're saying at all. Why not? You say we're the brothers of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva, but Guanxuyin Bodhisattva is a sage while we're common mortals. How could common mortals be brothers of a sage? This is very illogical, and I don't buy it. Okay, you may disbelieve as you choose. Your point is well taken. However, your principle expresses the viewpoint of an ordinary person. You haven't deeply entered the treasury of sutras, so your wisdom isn't as deep as the sea. The Flower Adornment Sutra says, the Bodhisattva has this thought. From time without beginning to the present, all living beings and I have been brothers. We have been fathers and mothers to each other. We have been sisters to each other. We have been husbands and wives to each other. You told me you didn't believe that simply because you don't understand the truths in the Flower Adornment Sutra. Not only does the Bodhisattva see living beings in that way, but even the Buddha contemplates living beings and knows that all men were his fathers in the past, and all women were his mothers. Since the Buddha sees living beings as his fathers and mothers, I say Guanxuyin Bodhisattva sees living beings as his brothers and sisters. How could this principle be unreasonable? You simply don't believe because you don't have this kind of wisdom and knowledge. It may be that you don't have enough experience. That's why you're so ignorant and skeptical. Why does the Buddha want to rescue living beings? He can see that all men have been my fathers, and all women have been my mothers. His fathers and mothers are suffering in the 6 destinies of rebirth, so he wants to rescue living beings at all costs and help his parents escape suffering and attain bliss. Every day we recite the name of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva and bow to Guanxuyin Bodhisattva. But when Guanxuyin Bodhisattva appears in person before us, we don't recognize him. That's why I say we living beings are extremely pitiable. What do I mean? If Guanxuyin Bodhisattva appears in person before us, we wouldn't recognize him? It's our big test. When we recite Guanxuyin Bodhisattva's name, we should learn to be like him. Guanxuyin Bodhisattva possesses great kindness, great compassion, great vows, and great strength. When we recite his name, we should also learn to have his great kindness, great compassion, great vows, and great strength. No matter who mistreats us, our minds must remain calm. No matter who curses at us, we should endure it. No matter who hits us, we should bear it. Even if someone were to kill us, we should also bear it patiently and recognize it as our rightful due. Why should we see it as our due? If we hadn't scolded others in the past, others wouldn't curse at us now. If we hadn't hit someone in the past, he certainly wouldn't come to beat us now. Why would someone want to curse at us, hit us, or kill us? In the past, when we were stupid and ignorant, we cursed at him, beat him, or killed him. In this present life, the same situation has happened to us, and we should repay the debts that we accrued in the past. In the past, out of ignorance, we didn't make good our debts. Now that we understand, we should honestly acknowledge the unpaid debts. Once our debts are paid, we can see Guanxuyin Bodhisattva, and we can truly count as one of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva's Dharma relatives. When we are reciting Guanyin Bodhisattva's name, we shouldn't criticize other people as soon as we meet them. If we're always looking at the faults of others, it proves that our own suffering hasn't come to an end. We haven't pulled up the roots of suffering. All of us must clearly recognize the situations that occur. We must thoroughly understand the Dharma. People who study the Buddha Dharma have to be able to use the Buddha Dharma. If you cannot use it, no matter how long we cultivate, the Buddha Dharma merely remains Buddha Dharma, and we are simply us. If we know how to use it, we can become one with it. We become indivisibly united with the Buddha Dharma. Patience is of utmost importance. You must endure the things that you ordinarily find unendurable. For instance, maybe you don't want to put up with a scolding, but if someone scolds you, you should be happy about it. Perhaps you don't want to be beaten, but if someone beats you, you should be even happier. Perhaps you don't wish to die, because life is very precious. However, if someone wants to kill you, you should think, this death can deliver me from karmic obstacles of this life. He is truly my wise teacher. All of you should appreciate the Buddha Dharma from the opposite side. Learn to flip it over. Cultivating the way is, in fact, cultivating from the reverse. How do we flip it over? It is simply a matter of learning to like what you dislike. You shouldn't, however, pass on to other people the things you don't like. If you're like ordinary people who cannot see through or renounce things, if you have not emptied out attachments to self and to dharmas, if you have the marks of self, others, living beings, and a lifespan, you'll have lots of trouble. If you can step back and consider things calmly, no matter what happens, you'll always be able to put things in perspective and take them in stride. As we study Buddhism, we shouldn't go looking for its truths in lofty and profound places. There is a saying, the ordinary mind is the way. The straight mind is the place of cultivation. We should have a straightforward attitude as we cultivate the way. As we recite the name of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva, we shouldn't cling to greedy notions. Don't say, I hope that by reciting Guanyin Bodhisattva's name, I can strike it rich. That's impossible. You might get rich if you don't have any greed, but as soon as you become greedy, you won't obtain any wealth. Also, there's no need to publicize the fact that you're reciting Guanyin Bodhisattva's name. Don't say to others, I'm better than you because I joined a Guanyin recitation session at such and such a place and you didn't. don't have such vain thoughts. Don't crave fame or benefits, and don't be greedy for luxuries or pleasures. Recite Guanxuyin Bodhisattva's name with an ordinary attitude. Don't scheme or hope for rewards. Don't be like the people who recite the Bodhisattva's name while thinking, I don't have a son yet. I hope Guanyin Bodhisattva will bring me a son. Other people seek daughters. Some boys recite the name of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva hoping to attract a pretty girlfriend. Some girls seek a boyfriend. That's not allowed. When we recite Guanxuyin Bodhisattva's name, we should sweep away all such dirty thoughts. Purge thoughts of greed, anger, and stupidity. For example, we should pay no attention to whether the clothes we wear are pretty or not. If they protect us from the cold, that's enough. We shouldn't view our daily food like a gourmet who loves delicacies. If you have such vain thoughts, you haven't recited Guanyin Bodhisattva's name with a true mind. If you held Guanxuyin Bodhisattva's name with a true mind, how could you possibly care about eating tasty food or wearing pretty clothes? You would have forgotten all of that long ago. The only way to become one with Guanxuyin Bodhisattva is to forget everything else. There's a Guanxuyin Bodhisattva inside the mind of every living being. As we recite and recollect Guanyin Bodhisattva, we're simply recollecting the Guanyin Bodhisattva inside our minds. Someone may say, I'm looking inside for my mind, why can't I find it? If you truly have no mind, you don't need to recite Guanyin Bodhisattva's name because just that is Guanyin Bodhisattva. Guanxuyin Bodhisattva doesn't have a mind. He doesn't indulge in any idle thought, and he is totally free of greed, hatred, and stupidity. Guanxuyin Bodhisattva doesn't think, today I'll wear some pretty clothes, eat some delicious food, or enjoy some special offering. He has no attachment and seeks nothing whatsoever. What he does do is rescue living beings. He wants all living beings to leave suffering, attain bliss, end birth and death, and accomplish Buddhahood. Yet, he seeks nothing from living beings. He hopes that living beings will be able to truly understand the Buddha Dharma and become free of greed, anger, and stupidity. As we recite Guanxuyin Bodhisattva's name, we shouldn't be indulging in idle thoughts all day long. We shouldn't say, I didn't eat anything at all this morning, and tonight there won't be any tea to drink. This is too much suffering. I can't take it. I'm going to run away. Someone who cultivates with that attitude is worthless.